she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my penny. Well, good morning to you. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Hello.
First name Lane, last name, of course.
Lewis.
Lane Lewis, of course.
Good morning.
Good morning. And me, I'm Sybil. Hi, everybody. Happy Saturday. We're here every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053, and your Autoflex Leasing fan texts at 43733. And if you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, you should call Autoflex. They're open today. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 out of the area. And as always, you can go to autoflex.com, see all our great pre-owned cars, or if you like our Facebook page, you can follow along with the stories we're going to do today and a lot of other stories and some pretty fun videos. There's a great video of a dragster exploding. That's on the Facebook page. So it's really sort of cool, unless you're driving it or you paid for it. It's not as cool now.
Not as fun that way. Or if you have a Corvette and it falls into a sinkhole. That's
not
fun either.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
That video is on our Facebook page. And for the Corvette lovers out there, it may be too much for you. I'm just saying. The Corvette Museum, it's on security camera because it happened at 5:39 a.m. There was a sinkhole that formed under the floor of the Corvette Museum. Can you imagine?
No.
I mean, how in the world? What are the chances, right?
Of all the places.
Oh, and so we've got like three different videos, and you can see 9 Corvettes falling through into this sinkhole. And the thing that was just killer is then parts of the floor, these big pieces of foundation, would fall on top of them. You just see it just keep crumbling and falling down.
Adding salt to the wound. It's crazy. It's like Mother Earth just opens a big old mouth and just engulfs everything.
And just started eating Corvettes.
Yes. All right, today's a special day. If you've been listening to the Saturday Morning Test Drive for a while, you might realize David and Tammy have been doing this show for 10 years now.
Yeah,
on this station.
Our 10th anniversary.
Yay!
Is that crazy?
It's crazy, yes.
I used to just fill in from time to time when mm-hmm. David's partner had plans out of town, wasn't going to be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then it snowed 10 years ago because I remember he wanted me to do the show, and I said, I'm not driving. Not in this crazy weather. So he had to pick me up and drive me down there. I remembered that. And from then on, it was a good show. And
yeah, you did such a good job. We kept you around.
Yeah. I like to talk.
So congratulations, guys.
And if you're wondering, 10 years ago.
Yay!
Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you're wondering, 10 years ago today, it was snowing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
And it didn't ice. Now, see, I could have driven, turned out. It was a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
Snow kind of melted off. It was the perfect winter weather because we had just snow. You could drive around in it, no ice to go with it, melted away by the next day.
Perfect.
Everybody, nobody missed school. It was on a Saturday. It was great.
Mm-hmm. Thank God it was, it's Texas though, because it's going to be 70 today and 75 tomorrow.
Yay.
Awesome.
So. I'm excited about that. We need it. It's been so cold lately. All right. Well, if you're driving around and you have a car seat in your back seat, take a look at it real quickly and check out if it's a brand called Graco, because they're doing a big recall.
Yeah, and you know, Graco is a huge company. They're owned by Rubbermaid, and they have had to recall 3.8 million car safety seats because the buckles don't allow you to get your kiddo out of the car. Now, they work fine when they're new, but children, people give kids food in their car seats.
Mm-hmm. Cheerios?
The kids eat the food, yeah. Yeah, gummy bears. They eat the food ends up in the buckles, then the buckles don't work properly.
Because if you've ever watched a small child eat, you know, they use their hands and mm-hmm. they shove that in there. And the food pretty well coats their fingers as well. And then they just touch everything around them.
Right.
So,
or they drop it and it falls.
That too, but I mean, all that stuff mm-hmm. eventually.
So anyway, the recall covers
the buckles.
Yeah.
Yeah, it covers 11 models from 2008 to 2019. And it is the largest recall, the fourth largest child seat recall in U.S. history. This is a National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration recall. And the NHTSA is not happy with Graco because there are also several other model seats that they didn't recall that use the same buckles. And they say, this is Graco's excuse, they didn't recall those because those seats were made for infants. Those are rear-facing infant seats. And they say infants don't get food and stuff all in the seats and the buckles that they're
in. They blow. Infants blow.
I'm thinking infants.
They get sick.
Well, besides, oh my God.
I'm sorry, stuff happens.
But well, that's there the kind you have
of
stuff, it.
I mean, nobody's thinking about cleaning the inside of that, and it'll get sticky, and sure enough. So we shouldn't eat in the car, I guess.
It's not the buckle that attaches the seat, the car seat, to the
car.
Right. No. It's the buckle that the kid is actually strapped in with.
Yeah, it's the buckle that attaches the kid to the seat.
Okay. Well, how are they going to, what are they going to fix? I mean, they can't prevent the kids from being messy, though, because the new buckle, they'll be messy with that one, too,
well,
right?
Well, they've got a new and improved
lifetime
buckle.
Lifetime supply of buckles.
Yeah, so if you've got one of those seats, and you can go to Graco's website and find out, if you've got one of those seats and you want replacement buckles, they will mail you replacement buckles along with instructions on how to install them, or you can go to their website and find out how to install them there.
Watch a video
on
how to install it. That's what. Have you ever tried to put a car seat in a car?
Never, but they look so hard to do.
Try doing it in July
when it's hot.
Oy. Well, for the first time.
And they're complicated.
Yeah.
They're sincerely complicated.
You know,
when people get cars, if they've got kids, that's the one thing that they got to remember to do is find out how hard it's going to be to attach that car seat to the car.
It's not the car. It's the car seat that makes it difficult. There's a lot to consider.
But some of them are easier than others.
Are they?
And some cars are set up so that you can install them a little easier.
It doesn't matter, though. It's all about safety and keeping those kids secure in the car, for sure. So... get one for each car, and hopefully you never have to take it out.
Autoflex Leasing fan text is already lit up. Kids love to put pennies in buckets.
Sure they do.
Buckles.
Buckles. Sure they do.
And buckets. Yeah. They like to put them in buckets, too.
Yeah, they do.
Sure.
That would damage it, too. It's taking a coin in there. All right, so if you have a Graco car seat, make sure you get that taken care of, that buckle.
And you can go to their website and find out if yours is the affected model.
Mm-hmm. So, it seems like the Super Bowl was already so long ago, but we're still getting some stories about it.
Yeah, this came out last week. There was a Ford dealer that lost $300,000 on a Super Bowl bet.
Cha-ching.
Hutchison Ford in St. James, Missouri, put out a big ad. They had a big sale the weekend of the Super Bowl. It was called their Super Weekend Sale. And anyone that bought a car from them, or leased it, between January the 29th and February the 1st, got a free car if a kickoff, the initial kickoff or the kickoff at the half, was returned for a touchdown. And guess what?
It happened.
Percy Harvin ran one back 87 yards, the opening kickoff of the second half. And these customers, 12 lucky customers, cashed in for a total of $300,000. Everywhere from $10,000 to $55,000 purchases. Now, Hutchison Ford, being the wise guys that they were, did take out insurance. So they didn't lose all of the $300,000, but they did have to pay a certain amount for the insurance policy to cover themselves.
It's kind of like those hole-in-one policies.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You sponsor a hole at a golf course, you buy the insurance policy.
And that's probably a pretty good idea to let everyone know. When you see one of those big contests going on, that somebody's got a big car contest, and they're going to give away this or give away that, they buy insurance against that. So if you're a golfer and you go to a golf course and it's a sponsored tournament and you can see a free hole in one on this car and you win a Cadillac or you win a Toyota or you win a something, there is an insurance policy that covers them just in case you actually make a hole in one.
Wow. I love it when these bets actually pay off.
I know.
Because it's such a shot in the dark. So to hear when it actually happens.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and they made a big deal out of it. They invited all 12 winners to the dealership. They had group photos done. They had news coverage. They handed them all those big oversized checks with numbers written, you know.
Nice.
So they could see. And so they made a big deal out of it. And rightfully, they should. It was a pretty cool idea. The other thing they said is it works so well next year, they're going to do it again.
Uh-oh. They're going to take that risk again, huh? I guess it's worth it, though. Look at all the publicity. We're talking about it, and we're miles and miles away.
Didn't affect us. We didn't get any free car.
Yeah.
Anyway, good for them.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I love when stories like that pay off, actually.
And what a fun ad promo. Maybe we should do something like that.
Yeah.
Dave's like, what?
Autoflex.com. All right, let's get into a story about... The Rockefellers.
Yeah, Jay Rockefeller, who is an outgoing senator, he's been in the Senate for a long time, has mandated basically himself that the manufacturers stop putting so much infotainment equipment on these cars that they're manufacturing because they cause distracted driving. Really?
Hey, I'm glad somebody woke up and caught up with the rest of us.
So he has put General Motors, Toyota, Google, Samsung, AT&T, and Apple all on notice that they better change the way they're doing things because they're including all this stuff that adds to driver distraction, and guess why they're doing it? For money.
Of course.
What's his last name? I'm just saying.
I have a feeling he's put them on notice.
Yeah. I have a feeling all the manufacturers aren't going to get behind this, though, because that's how they sell cars.
They'll certainly act like they're going to.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And their heart will certainly appear to be in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what's important, is how it appears.
You know what I've noticed a lot lately? And I think it's illegal, but people driving with headphones on.
It's actually not.
Is it not? Okay, no. I thought you had to be able to hear your surroundings.
Sirens and things.
And if a car honked at you.
I don't think there's a law against driving with headphones on.
Oh, okay.
And now, most of the time, I see people with driving with headphones. It's a one headphone with a speaker, I mean, with a mic on it, so they can talk on the phone.
Yeah,
Bluetooth. It's not both ears covered.
Well, I keep seeing people with their earbuds in, you know, the white ones that you get with your iPod, and that counts as distracted driving because you can't hear what's going on around you.
You're in fact right. In fact, you can't hear sirens and things or people honking to warn you that you're texting and rolling into their lane.
Right. So watch out if you got
your
headphones on.
That's why it's good to have that car that vibrates the seat on whichever side that you are
drifting,
coasting out of the lane.
Yeah, that was the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado pickup we drove that had that feature on it.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break, but we shall return. It's the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
It's a dance party at the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil. Our phone number, 877-881-1053. Maybe you are going back and forth between a couple of cars. You want some expert advice. Or you can always fan text us at 43733. And as always, call Autoflex. They're open today. What are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 out of the area. And the fan texts are lighting up, and some of it's pretty cool. Hey, guys, what about all these cars now that have noise canceling in the car? Does that keep you from hearing outside noises? It's interesting what they've done. The first one that comes to mind is the 2014 Honda Accord, where they actually incorporated noise cancellation into the sound system so that the sound system of the speakers in the car aid in canceling the noise from outside the car, mostly low-frequency humming noise that you get, road noise and noise from other motors or from other engines. But that's available, and you can still hear sirens and horns and things like that over it. But again, it makes the car a lot quieter car to drive. It's pretty cool.
I'd be interested in hearing one of those because for me, those, like, you get the noise canceling headphones and they never seem to work. I can still always hear outside of them.
And some do, some work better than others do.
Mm-hmm.
So some of them work extremely well, but all of them work well at canceling out low frequency. The other thing is there are headphones now that you can get that cancel out a lot of noise, but you can still hear someone speaking. And they're built for that.
Perfect.
Yeah. They use those for shooting a lot. Hey, David, can my Autoflex lease be restructured if I know I'm going to go way over my miles? That's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really restructure the current lease you're in because a lease is a contract. It's written for a specific amount of time, for a specific amount of miles, for a specific payment, for a specific term. Those are the things that can't be changed in a lease contract. You can't change the term. You can't change the miles. You can't change the payment.
And once you've signed it, you're done.
Yeah. It's just like if you have a loan but you can refinance it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in a position that you're concerned about the miles, there's two things to consider. One, it's according to when you got it, because the residuals were really low in 2010 and 11. And so it's possible you may still be in fine shape, because the residual that we set on that may be low enough that the miles aren't going to affect you, or the resale value on the car may be good enough that you're not going to be affected.
We need to review the entire situation. I've had this question posed to me before from clients, and what we've always done is kind of look at, well, does it make sense to do a refinance? What's the value versus the payoff right now? Or if you go over this projected number of miles, what would that mileage charge be at the end? And figure out which one is going to be less expensive, because a couple things come to mind. If you don't finish out the lease for any number of reasons, you trade it in early, you get in an accident and total the vehicle, that, you know, then your mileage there at the end doesn't really come into play. Plus, what if your situation changes again before the end of the term and your miles go back down lower again? So I always looked at it from the perspective of which way would be cheaper right now, and then let's kind of figure out how we would deal with it at the end. If you have a mileage charge at the end of your lease, it's not unlike having negative equity on a car loan. When people roll that forward into the next car deal, you can do something similar to that. We always help customers find vehicles with rebates and discounts that can help absorb that extra money that's left over, or cut you the rebate back so you can then just write the check to the bank.
That's helpful, because a lot of people think, oh gosh, I'm going to have to pay a big check all at once.
Well, in time and circumstance, timing mostly determines where you are as far as in your car, whether you bought it or you leased it. But like I said, in 2009, 2010, residuals were lower because they anticipated a lower resale price on cars than is actually taking place right now. Cars are reselling for more than the residual values we set. So a couple of things. Number one, if you're in a lease and you got it 2009, 2010, early 2011, you may be sitting on some equity. It's possible. So then the mileage thing wouldn't be a really big question at all. And number two, don't just turn the car back in. Because if you just turn the car back in and there's equity in the car, you lose that. You can actually capture that equity. If you give us a call at the office, we can tell you how to capture the equity that's in your lease without turning it back in. Because if you turn it back in, then the bank or the lender is going to end up with that money. You're not. And you paid it.
Yeah.
By golly. And if you wanted to do that today, you could call either 972 or 817-234-1234, 888-234-1234 out of the area. And the other thing I wanted to mention, we haven't talked about it, Save Money Monday. That sale is going on, as it always does, and we've got some absolutely fabulous cars listed at autoflex.com under our specials, the Save Money Monday specials.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are out running their Saturday errands, and they're going to stop by the repair shop. Maybe they need to get an oil change or something, and surely you're going to get asked to change out your air filter or do something else, or you might need this. And we've got a list of the top maintenance myths that you might get told.
You know, people, and I don't know that everyone realizes it, but when you take your car into a shop, the person you were dealing with gets paid on the amount of work that is done to your car. And so that's why there are so many suggestions made.
Mm-hmm.
And there, you know, 30 years ago, there was a lot of maintenance stuff to do to a car. But now we have sealed chassis. We have sealed coolant systems. We have spark plugs that last 60,000 miles. So those things that your dad told you had to do regularly, you don't have to do regularly anymore. The number one thing I think that people waste the most money on is oil changes. And, you know, when I was a kid, they said you change your oil every 3,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And you needed to, because the oils were different. They weren't as refined as they are now. They didn't have the additives. The engines were a lot different then than they are now. But now your oil interval term can be 7,500, even 10,000 miles between oil changes, according to how you drive your car. The best way to find out about any maintenance is to go to your owner's manual. And in the actual factory owner's manual, because now dealers have gotten smart and they will give you a supplemental manual to go with your service manual in your owner's manual.
Ah.
And the supplemental manual may, in fact, have more frequent listings of services needed, because that's how they make a living, folks.
Right.
So if you look at your owner's manual, it will tell you how often to change your oil. Air filters. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's one of the number one things that people get sold. Oh, you need a new air filter. Well, mm-hmm. Guess what? If they take an air hose and blow the dust out of your old air filter, you probably don't need one right now.
Right.
They clean out. They actually do. Now, probably, you know, every 2 years or so, you should replace it. But have them blow it out. Chassis lubrication. You know, in the old days, you had to get a lube. And that's an extremely high profit item for a service department. Well, the new chassis don't need them. they have sealed joints. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing down there that needs lubing. And if the guy that's servicing your car says, hey, I can put these fittings in so we can grease these up, guess what? He's making all that work because you don't need the fittings, nor do you need the grease.
Right.
Transmission flush, that's another one. Used to, every 25,000 miles, you were supposed to change your transmission fluid. Every 50,000 miles, you were supposed to change the filter. There's a lot of transmissions that don't need filter or change at all, at least for the first 60,000 miles being made.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that, again, that's sort of like the engine oil change. There's just been so many improvements in the manufacturing of the transmissions and so many improvements in the fluid we use that you don't need to do it that often. Here's another one that a lot of people fall for. Radiator drains. Oh, we need to drain your coolant system. Most coolant systems are sealed now. You never need to drain them or change them out. You can have it checked every few years, but again, go to your owner's manual and see what they say. Here's the other one, and this is a really big one, fuel injector cleaning. Car's not running well. You need to clean out your fuel injectors. Maybe, maybe not. There's so much electronics involved in the ignition of a car now, it could be an electronic problem and not a fuel injector problem. Modern fuels keep your injectors much, much cleaner. Mm. So it's not often that you would need to do that on newer cars.
What about tune-ups?
Tune-ups, most cars, every 60 to 100,000 miles.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, there's no more points, there's no more rotors, there's no more distributor cap on the majority of cars. Everything's electronic. And those were the spark plugs were changed out when they did a tune-up on your car. And if you go back to the 70s, you had to get a tune-up every 20,000 miles, 25,000 miles. And I can remember when they stretched that out to 50,000 miles and everybody thought, oh my God, that's crazy.
Now they can probably tune up your car by rebooting some computer.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and the other thing is, don't be intimidated by, oh, and you know, if you don't do this, your warranty won't be any good. Here's how it works. If you do the maintenances just as they are in your owner's manual, you'll be perfectly fine. No more, no less.
There's a maintenance schedule in there.
And the less thing is the important thing, because if you don't do the suggested maintenance, then you can void your warranty.
They could deny a claim.
Ah.
And they will.
I recall when I worked in a Buick store 8 million years ago, a fellow that had an engine had cratered, and it went up the chain of warranty because he had to prove that he had changed his oil X number of times in X number of years, and the car was outside of the warranty when the engine cratered, mm-hmm. but of course he still wanted help because he'd been maintaining it at the dealership for all those years. And GM did wind up paying for half of his engine.
Wow.
Cost.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a pretty good deal for him, especially considering he was outside the warranty period, but he proved that he had done such a good job maintaining the car, they helped him out.
Well, and the other thing to remember, and some of this is not easy to do now, but if you do this yourself and you keep records, mm-hmm. you're still fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to have it.
You don't have to have it at the manufacturer service center.
Right.
You can go to an independent garage, or you could actually do the work yourself, but you do have to have receipts showing the parts purchased and the dates and that kind of thing.
Right.
To ensure that you were living up to the manufacturer standards.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard to keep track of, so you might take it to the dealer and let them keep records if you're not good at record keeping. And I honestly feel like they helped him out with that engine, partially because he did support the dealership service department. And I'm not saying that's the only way to do it, but since he was far outside the warranty, I feel like that's part of why GM.
I've seen him do the same thing.
Helped him.
How much money can you save? Say you have two cars and you drive 15,000 miles a year. If you change the oil every 3,000 miles, or if you change the oil at the manufacturer's suggested 7,500 miles, that'll save you about $240 a year.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's worth that. Yeah.
Read the manual.
That'll pay for Little League.
Yeah.
Read the manual, understand uniforms. Read the manual, understand what's required, and then just follow the requirements and get it done somewhere.
Yes. And if you want to go over that list again and find out what you need to do or what you don't need to do, head to autoflex.com, click on the Facebook page, and we've got it posted right there for you. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David, Tammy, Lane, and me, Sybil. Phone number to the studio, 877-881-1053. AutoFlex Leasing fan text is 43733. And if you want to call AutoFlex, maybe ask about Save Money Mondays, the numbers there are...
either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 out of the area. And as always, you can go to the AutoFlex Leasing webpage, autoflex.com. Click on specials and look at the Save Money Monday cars. Now, these cars will actually go to auction on Tuesday because that's the day we send them. But we offer them from one day to the public at a greatly reduced price. And I'm looking at the cars we've got on that list right now. How about a 2010 Chevrolet Corvette?
Yeah,
and save some serious
it's
money.
Black.
Yeah,
no sinkholes.
Everything from a Corvette to a Ford Focus to a Mercedes E-Class to a Mini Cooper to a Nissan Murano to a Ram pickup. All of those vehicles are listed on our Save Money Monday cars, and they are seriously discounted. So if you're thinking about getting a pre-owned car, it is a great place to shop. They'll be available on Monday. They'll be gone on Tuesday.
All right, so take advantage of that. Lots of AutoFlex Leasing fan texts coming in now, including this question. What if you return your car with less miles than you signed up for?
Well, you may, in fact, have equity in the car. So that's what Tammy was talking about earlier. What we do is we look at the situation and see if the car is worth more because you have less miles on it. And it very well may be. And then, rather than turn the car in, you trade the car in and you capture your equity that way.
I had a long conversation yesterday with a fellow who'd called us from Maryland. He'd gone online, done some research, wanted to know the difference between leasing from an independent like us versus a car dealership. And I asked him what made him call us. He said he got some really good reviews about us, and that's why he was interested. So I was, yay. But I educated him about leasing, and I educated him about doing business with AutoFlex. I said, because not only can you lease any make or model from us, and so if you have one vehicle in mind with a budget and this vehicle doesn't fit that budget, we could show you similar vehicles that might be a better value mm-hmm. for what you're trying to accomplish. And then I educated him about diminished value, should the car have an accident, and, you know, what to do there, and just a number of different things, you know, at the end of the lease, what to consider and looking at for the equity. And I feel like that's what you get that's different, that makes us different than everybody else, is because you really have somebody who's on your side and will look at every little nook and cranny to save you money, and then we'll show you all the different models out there that could be a good option for you.
Well, and I think there's a huge difference in the information you're going to get from us and if you go to a car dealer mm-hmm. where you're dealing with a young man usually that's not been there even 6 months. He's not going to know how to advise you when you have an accident about how to collect your diminished value. He's not even going to know to advise you about diminished value because he's probably not going to know about it. He's not going to know about all the options. Most of the people that we have at AutoFlex have been with us 8, 10, 15 years. And they're professionals. They've been in the business forever. They understand everything about the business. And they'll be there the next time when you call, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the difference in us and everybody else.
Right.
By golly.
It does make a difference having the same person whenever you get your next vehicle.
Well, you don't have to start telling your whole story all over again,
mm-hmm.
you know. And you also find out everybody likes to do business a little different. Some people need this convenience of having the car delivered to their home or office, and that's the way they want it done. And other people want to go out and test drive, you know, 5 different vehicles, but they don't want to spend a month of Saturdays doing that.
Right.
And do that all at one place, all at our place. So we try to make it convenient. We'll work the way you need us to help you get your deal done.
Speaking of getting cars again and again, I've got a letter from a client named Christopher Snow, and it's short and sweet. He says, it's always a pleasure working with John Tatum. He's always a professional. John's extremely knowledgeable, patient, and direct. Proof? This was my 10th vehicle from John and AutoFlex. Enough said.
Wow. I got to meet Chris when he was in for the second or third time,
uh-huh.
this last time that he was in. He's just a heck of a nice fellow.
That's
and we appreciate him writing nice things about us.
Absolutely, yeah. So he's been dealing with John Tatum, though, for 10 cars
10
now.
10 cars,
I
yeah.
mean, and that's, you keep a car for a couple years, so that's probably 20 years now. So good job, Chris.
Wow.
AutoFlex Leasing fan text. Can you buy a new car from AutoFlex? No, we do not sell new cars. We lease new cars. Can you buy a pre-owned car from AutoFlex? Yes, we sell pre-owned cars. And we also have something called our Flex Buy, which is a pre-owned car, but it's structured like a lease. The difference is you actually own the car in the Flex Buy. so that it's titled in your name. So at the end, if you lease a new car at the end and you want to buy the car, you have to pay sales tax again. With a flex buy, if you want to buy the car at the end, you don't owe any more sales tax because the title's already in your name. So it's structured like a lease, but it's on a pre-owned car. So we can lease you a new car, we can sell you a pre-owned car, or if you want to save even more money on your monthly, we can do a flex buy on the pre-owned car.
Got it. And you can find out more at autoflex.com. One more quick Autoflex Leasing fan text. Please talk about the gas E15.
Yeah, this would
always gets David fired up.
Yeah, I mean, it's too long a story to get into, but there was a farm bill passed many, many years ago to help farmers sell more corn, and the bill mandated that a certain amount of ethanol be added to gasoline. At the time, it wasn't a huge thing, and they didn't really know what adding ethanol to gasoline would do to modern engines. So the Congress mandated that they go to an E10 blend, which is 10% alcohol and 90% gasoline. And then they thought, well, gosh, if a little's good, a lot more has got to be better. That's sort of how we run things.
Right.
And they mandated E15 then be used. And E15 has 15% alcohol, 85% gasoline. And what you end up with then is a very, very corrosive mixture, which does not do well with two-cylinder engines at all. So your four-wheeler or your weed eater or your hedge trimmer that runs on gas, you can't use it because it'll just shell them. And it affects the seals in modern cars very poorly.
Air compressors.
Yeah.
Generators.
Yeah. So E15 is a 15% mix of alcohol and gasoline, and it is corrosive to a lot of parts in engines in cars that we're driving right now. So there's some doubt now that they will follow through on this E15 thing. A couple of reasons. One, it's bad for the engines, and they're going to end up with a lot of shelled engines they already have. Two, it's really not good for anything because E15 does not burn as efficiently as E10 does, and E10 does not burn as efficiently as gasoline does. So if you had ethanol, if you add alcohol to gasoline, it doesn't burn as hot, and your gas mileage goes down. So even though you've got a mixture and there's not as much petroleum in there, the gas mileage is poor, so you use more petroleum.
But at least they're selling corn.
Well, and that's the other thing. It's driven up the cost of everything we buy.
Right.
It's driven up the cost of our meat because they feed cattle corn. Mm-hmm. It's driven up the cost of fuels. It's driven up the cost of everything. So the people that really like it, Archer Daniels Midland, the people that do most of the e-mixing, and the people that sell corn, they love it.
Mm-hmm.
Or grow corn.
Yeah.
Yeah, the farmers.
So, if the bill was to help them sell more corn, can car manufacturers get a bill passed to help sell more cars?
No.
Oh.
Doesn't work that way.
No. I would think that they just should maybe have come up with a good marketing plan.
Yeah.
Autoflex Leasing. Autoflex Leasing fan text. If you have a car with a turbocharged engine, make sure you change the oil. Bad oil is the number one killer of turbos. I believe that's exactly right.
Good to know.
Smart listeners. Thank you, Autoflex Leasing fan texters.
That's right. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil. Our Autoflex Leasing fan text is on fire! 43733 if you want to contribute to the show, or as always, you can call Autoflex. They are open today, right now, at both locations. What are those phone numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 if you're out of the area. As always, you can go to autoflex.com, and while you're there, you can see our pre-owned cars, or if you like our Facebook page, you can read along with all the stories we're doing today and see a lot more cool stuff, like the videos of the cars, the Corvettes, in the Corvette Museum falling into a sinkhole.
Oh.
Yes, at 5 in the morning. Not good.
One of the great things about Autoflex is that they deal with every make and every model. So if you have a question about a car, it's a great opportunity to ask. And somebody fan texted us at 43733. What do you guys think about the Chrysler 300?
You know, I think it's a lot of car for the money. I know that we have a lot of people in Chrysler 300s, and they like them a lot. They're big. They drive well. They're quiet. They're a lot of car for the money. Are they the greatest car on the market? Probably not.
Yeah, but you know what? When Chrysler came out with those, that was a good move. They'll come out with a car every so often that just like when the PT Cruiser came out, it was just crazy there for a while to get PT Cruisers. And it was the same thing when the Chrysler 300 came out. It's been a solid car. It's roomy. If you want an easy, a comfortable five passenger, and I mean carry five adults, not tiny adults either, regular sized people, that is the car.
Eminem likes it. Isn't that what he drove in the Super Bowl commercial last year?
You bet. Autoflex Leasing Fantech. So, David, do I have this correct? Are you anti-farmer? No, I'm anti-waste. And I get anti-Congress from time to time when they do really stupid stuff. Love the farmers.
Maybe
we can't live without
them. Maybe you're anti-ruining a car engine.
Yeah, I don't like things that screw up people's engines
either.
Grow
the corn. Eat the corn. I don't know that it
just don't put it in gasoline.
Gas.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of, and let's do one more thing for consumers. There's an agreement that is being signed even as we speak that means a lot to everyone out there, but no one really knows about it. And it's called the Right to Repair Agreement. And there's been a huge battle between the manufacturers and their outlets and independent mechanics across the country because cars are so complicated now. There are a number of computer settings. There are a number of tools that you need to work on cars now that you didn't used to need. And they're very specific to certain cars. And the manufacturers have controlled that because they developed those things. But what it did was it limited a consumer's right to get his car fixed somewhere else if he wanted to because they may not have the technology or they may not have the tools or they may not have the information they need. And that information was being held by the manufacturers. Well, the Right to Repair Agreement is being signed, and what it means is that that technology, that information, and those tools will now be made available to independents and shared with independent garages. So you'll have a lot more opportunity to get your car repaired where you want to have your car repaired. Again, it's called the Right to Repair. The agreement actually started in Massachusetts, and it's sort of moved from Massachusetts nationwide, and now the large organizations, including the manufacturers, are going to agree to it. And it's going to mean a lot more choices for consumers, and it'll save you some money maybe when you're trying to get your car fixed.
Good to know. Let's do this real quickly, the 12 best family cars of 2014.
Yeah, this is from our good friends at Kelley Blue Book, and they have done the research. They actually started with 20 cars. Or 21 cars, and they tested, and they picked those 21 cars out of over 300 they could have, and their editors have picked the best family cars for 2014. And they've got sedans, they've got SUVs, and they've got minivans. So it's sort of a wide variety. The sedans they start with were the 2014 Chevrolet Impala, which we reviewed on the air. It's a great car. And the 2014 Honda Accord, and the 2014 Nissan Altima. And they are all really, really good family sedans.
They nailed it on these choices, too, by the way.
They really did.
They got it right.
They did a good job. Mm-hmm. And even if they do accept advertising, this appears to be fairly non-prejudicial.
Right.
On the SUV or the CUV side, the 2014 Chevrolet Traverse was one of the vehicles they chose. Along with that, in the minivan category, the Honda Odyssey and the Toyota
Sienna.
The one vehicle they picked on here that I just love, that people either love or hate,
the
Ford Flex.
Yeah,
it is a great vehicle for a family vehicle. It's so roomy. It's got really low openings, so it's really easy to get in and out of, and it's easy to unload and load from. So it's just a great car.
Grandma, grandpa to be able to get in and out.
Exactly.
Small children in and out without you having to lift them in. And it is very comfortable and quiet inside.
It looks roomy, too. It looks like a Suburban that's just like really low to the ground.
Yeah.
It is.
Very boxy. It's definitely that appealing to a lot of people on the outside. But I think from the inside, it's a beautiful car.
If you drive one, they're as solid feeling and as quiet as a nice Land Rover.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the deal. Okay, so let's go ahead. Also mentioned in there on the sport utility vehicle side, the smaller ones, the 2014 Honda CR-V, that is a great car. The 2014 Nissan Rogue, and that is a great car. And the 2014 Subaru Forester, again, just a really good car. Subarus has really come up in the standings over the last few years.
And then they included the Nissan Pathfinder and the Honda Pilot.
Exactly.
For that third row seat.
Yep.
Mid-size SUV.
Now, there's a lot of other cars out there to choose from, but they really did do a good job, as Tammy said, in nailing these. These are all good, solid family cars. Mm-hmm.
I wonder what factors went in, like whether or not you could do a car seat or just roominess,
oh, no,
safety.
It was all of those things. Yeah, it was the car seat, it was the roominess, it was the ease
cup
of
holders.
Entrance, and where the seat belts are anchored for convenience, things like that.
Infotainment systems.
Yep.
If only there was a place you could go and test drive these, like side by side, right after another.
Gosh. Sort of like Autoflex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sort of like you did. You can come in and drive three completely different cars, do it all at one time. And if you wanted to do that online, you can go to autoflex.com and click on arrange a test drive.
Yeah.
Tell us what you want to drive, and we'll line them up for you.
Can't test drive it online, but you can schedule your test drive and then go do it. One right after another. Lots of Autoflex leasing fan texts at 43733. What do you guys think about the Chevy Sonic?
Well, I actually wrote back. I said I don't think about it much. we hadn't test driven one, so we couldn't give an honest opinion about it. But it does seem like a bargain.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a fan of General Motors products. I've loved the Impala and the Malibu and the Traverse. And, of course, the trucks. I'm just thrilled with what they've done for the new model trucks. So my guess is that one's a pretty decent car, too. But that's just a guess.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be honest.
Another Autoflex leasing fan text. My daughter's thinking of getting a 2008 Pathfinder. What do you guys think about those cars?
You know, I think there's a price bracket that they're probably looking for there, and there's probably several other cars in that same area that would give you the same amount of car with maybe a little less service. The Pathfinder's a good truck. The other thing you've got to think about is if you look at cars after 2009 and before 2009, there's a pretty big difference in the cars. They improved a lot starting in 2009. And 9, 10s, and 11s are generationally better than 5, 6, 7s, and 8s. They're better equipment. They're better designed. They're quieter.
I want to compare everything to how many airbags it has.
That's true, too.
Honestly, it's just, I mean, because all these vehicles are really offering a lot of the same features. I want something that's going to protect me as well as I can possibly be protected from somebody who's texting and runs that light
right
and hits me.
So that would be a big consideration, and I was going to say that the safety equipment
side
on
airbags.
These cars we have another fan texter that asked our opinion of the 2003 to 2005 Chevrolet Tahoe. Again, you're getting down to a much lower price point there, but you're going to give up a lot of the safety equipment that cars have on them now. Airbags and ABS brakes, things like that.
But
Andy's kid.
Yeah.
But for the price point,
it's
ABS. A good car.
It'll have ABS.
Yeah,
surely.
And it's 2003 to 2005 Tahoes are good cars.
If you find one that's been maintained well, they will just keep on going. You just do all the maintenance on it. Hopefully you'll find one that somebody else has babied,
because
that's what you want.
Exactly.
All right. One other bit of news, and we've talked about this story before. In 2009, the major truck manufacturers were all supposed to go to a standardized towing rating showing their towing ability. In 2009, only one actually did, and that was Toyota. The Detroit 3 bailed, and they said, look, we'd love to do this. We'll get back with you. Now, for whatever reason, they have never adopted the standardized towing. And here's what it affects. Their advertising. They have to be able to say it does so-and-so, it does so-and-so, and the government gets to dictate that it actually does that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with the 2015 year model trucks, they are all going to join in with Toyota and have that same towing. I'm looking for the word.
Standard?
The same standard that they were established in 2009. So in the 2015, the Ram, the Silverado, and the F-150 will have that towing standard. It doesn't apply to anything larger than a half ton, though. So they're 3/4 ton trucks. They get to still say pretty well whatever they want to about their towing.
That's like, because I think Toyota's the one who has the commercial where they're towing another truck, like, out of water or something and uphill.
Right.
And so they talk about their great towing capacity.
Well, they tow the the
shuttle.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, they tow the space shuttle with it. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's great. All right, Autoflex Leasing fan, text 43733. My favorite part of working on Saturday is listening to the Saturday morning test drive on my way to work. Thank you, Nick.
Hey,
I appreciate
Nick.
That.
Hey, Sean. Hey, Jennifer. That's our crew hard at work today.
Oh, I love it. So Nick works at Autoflex.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Okay. I didn't realize that. And then you just started yelling out names. I was like, oh my gosh, how does she know who this is?
We okay. talk about the show. They actually said they learn things and they like to listen to it. And we're going to have some pretty good stories coming up in the future. So people will definitely want to tune in. David has some interesting connections.
Mm-hmm. All right, exciting stuff. Real quickly in these final moments, let's mention Save Money Monday one more time in case people didn't get to hear about it earlier, because that is a great way if you're looking for to get yourself a pre-owned car. You can save a lot of money before it goes to auction.
That is correct. You know, we had an idea a few months ago. Why don't we offer these cars that we're going to sell at auction? We know we'll get wholesale for them there. Why don't we offer them to the public at a greatly reduced price? And so we started our Save Money Monday sales. Those cars are listed on autoflex.com under specials. You can click on them there. They're great cars. They're not old cars. They're not even high mile cars. They're just cars that we're rotating out. And so it's a great opportunity to save some money on a pre-owned car. Go to the Save Money Monday site on our website, or go by one of the offices and you can actually see the cars there.
Every Friday we have that ready to go. You can start reviewing the cars and get on the list, call up and say, okay, I want that car. Let me come in there and...
You know, I don't know our results from last week, but from week before last, we actually sold 8 of the 10 cars we had listed on Monday.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. That's just people taking advantage of a bargain. Mm-hmm. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
And they're great cars. These aren't being auctioned and taken to auction because they're bad. They just sit... It's kind of like stale bread.
Yeah.
You take them over to the... What is that? Last day bakery place.
Right. You got to make room for the other new ones coming
exactly.
in.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I saw on the list there was a 2014. I don't remember what it was, but I was amazed that there's already a 2014
Ford
that
Focus.
You can get. That's what it was. Okay.
Yeah. You know, we've got a lot of pre-owned 13s, a ton of pre-owned 13s, and some pre-owned 14s. So that's a good way. I talked to a guy last night while I was waiting for my to-go order, and he said, you know, I buy one-year-old cars. I don't ever buy a new car. I said, you're the smartest guy around.
Right.
If you're going to buy a car, you buy a one- or two-year-old car. If you're going to get a new car, you lease it.
And let me tell you, you put one of these into that Flex Buy program,
mm-hmm.
anybody can afford it.
That's right.
It makes it very affordable. You can't believe it. One of our guys did a BMW. It was so cheap, I can't even tell you. If you want a pre-owned BMW and you don't want to pay a ridiculous amount of money each month, call Autoflex.
817 or 972-234-1234. Or you can go online to autoflex.com. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you to Lane for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.